Peter Dutton has been named the minister in charge of a new Superfoot portfolio that will incorporate immigration, border protection and domestic security agencies. The new ministry will be similar to the United Kingdom's Home Office and is considered to be one of the most significant reforms to national intelligence and domestic security in more than 40 years. But a number of critics have labelled the move by coalition alarming and unnecessary. Wire reporter Julian van der Zee spoke to Dr. Alexei Muraviev, head of security studies at Curtin University.
Today the government announced what is being described as a new super security portfolio. Can you tell us a bit about how it will operate as you understand it? It's being described as being modelled on the UK Home Office system.
Well, effectively, it's creating a superstructure that would bring together, for now, separated agencies under one roof, under one umbrella, with a name to reduce some of administrative overlaps, improve, and that's probably one of the key reasons behind this proposed restructuring, and ensure the flow of exchange of information, make sure that different agencies talk to one another. So comparisons have been made with UK Home Office. I can give you yet another comparison. The once mighty Soviet KGB that had a number of portfolios very similar to what has been proposed for this new structure under one consolidated umbrella.
Well, in a democracy like Australia, do we necessarily want something that could be compared to the KGB system?
Well, it's not about what you compare with. It's about whether the system would be efficient or not. And that remains, obviously, a point of discussion. One of the ongoing problems that the security and intelligence community has in Australia is agencies effectively cooperate with one another in terms of information sharing, in terms of decision making, also resource allocation, concentration of efforts. So any restructuring may, on one hand, lead to the fear that agencies may lose their identities, may lose their political clout, may lose their edge with regards to effectively having influence on the decision making in Canberra, though they're all there to provide government with informed advice and actionable knowledge.
But doesn't the adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, ring true here? Because our system's been described as being world class. Even the Prime Minister said that the system is working fine. It's just that the security environment is evolving quickly. Is that enough of a justification to change?
Well, I believe there is a bit of a contradiction, because if the system is working fine, what's the need to change it? What do they need to adjust it? If it's purely because of the need to achieve some immediate financial savings, and if that's the reason behind the amalgamation of different agencies under one roof, that perhaps it's not the best considered decision. If the finances is at the core of any restructuring, then you run at the risk of seeing capability being cut. You can in fact lose some capabilities as a result.
Currently, we have a number of ministers heading the various related agencies. This is good, isn't it? Because it allows for a contest of ideas and disputing views being expressed. Is it problematic having one minister in charge overseeing all this?
Well, yes and no. Obviously, on one hand, you would end up having a minister that would have massive responsibility, but also massive power under his or her portfolio. And that would obviously elevate this particular person within the hierarchy of the current government or the future government. Whether this is something that should stay on indefinitely, that's a different story, because, again, the security environment changes, security priorities evolve as well. So if we're facing the threat of terrorism today, as most discussed, talked about, priority doesn't mean that this priority will receive same degree of attention 15, 20 years from now. We should be prepared to have appropriate readjustments done in the future should such operational need call for them.
Dr. Alexei Muraviev from Curtin University, ending that report by Wire reporter Julian van der Zee.